This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Pat Shirt, Christie's Diddling, and Donnie Baker. That's all coming up right after this.
This is the Bob and Tom Show, and with us in the studio, he is comedian Geechee Guy. Geech, you're known for the quick joke. You got one for us?
Okay, a bar owner goes up to the bartender and he says, "Hey, have you been sleeping with the waitress?" And he says, "No." And he says, "Good. You fire her."
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Okay, imagine the wonder and the excitement of learning to ride a bike. Okay, now imagine that with Tom being your teacher.
Oh, my.
Willie, how was it?
The bike riding story that I remember with my dad is when I was 10, we went bike riding, and he's laughing. I know he knows what I'm going to say. We went bike riding, and he lost me. He lost me for like 3 hours. And then the next day, I got a cell phone because I got lost, and that's the reason I got a cell phone is because to prevent getting lost to get in the future.
First of all, well played to get the cell phone.
What'd you do, hide behind a tree?
Oh, no. And it wasn't like I even wanted the cell phone. It was a very bare bones, like, you're lost. I got to find my kid's cell phone. Yeah.
We were mountain biking in the woods, and someone couldn't keep up. Let's see now. Where was I? Oh, this is Tom. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Josh Arnold's chuckling over at theorangeinsoles.com. Sidekick chair.
Hello.
We have not activated the sports department.
Technically, we have.
Christy Lee is once again in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom. I would like to get one of those pneumatic things that we can send messages.
Just stop.
Paper. And Mr. Pat Gunn, how's the guitar, Pat?
It's good. In tune, ready to go.
Willie Griswold is president and accounted for, finally. And Ace Cosby remains our engineer, and he, of course, is also the proprietor of the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Say we start it today, make today the first day. That we always get a picture of you and Pat and the shirt you're wearing. Because more often than not...
They match.
They're pretty close.
That's a great shirt, Pat.
That's a good color.
Yeah.
And, of course, Pat with the Hello Ladies deep V.
Oh, I have to keep it going, baby.
With the complex they expected from
good for you.
You're looking pretty sexy, Grandpa Joe.
And, Willie, I don't know if you know
thank you,
heard this or not, but Pat would like to meet Sister Jean from Loyola.
Oh, you would.
It was creepy the way
that's
he said that.
That's not the way I meant it.
You like an Irish lady.
It sounded that
way. You want to take a swim in the Jean pool?
No.
Whoa. Get a hold of those Jean. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
I heard Tom bragging about how much he loved seeing him puppets at the car wash regularly.
Yeah, don't you like that?
I don't know about your car wash, Tom, but at ours, we got them stupid puppets, too.
Yeah.
I hate puppets and stuffed animals.
Why?
What?
Same reason I hate statues and jack-o'-lanterns, because they stare. It's a natural threat.
Yep.
Thank you, Chick. You know, the other thing I hate is that at the car wash and they never change out the puppets.
Well,
our Cookie Monster's covered in mange.
Yeah, they do get a little
all
grungy.
Oh, and our big bird's so withered, Christy, he looks bulimic now. Pathetic. It's probably more like a haunted house for kids to go through our car wash.
Well, they love the puppets.
No different pulling up to an extra ramp with four tweakers begging for change. That's what it looks like going through when the dryers start. Here's another thing I hate. Now we pay a monthly fee at our car wash, and we can go as much as we want.
Right.
Why would I ever go more than twice a month?
To have a nice clean car. I go every day. I love it.
Okay. You know how hard it is getting my boat through there without more damage?
You didn't think about that, did you?
Thank you. Not to mention all the false advertising car washes post up regular.
Like what?
Free vacuums, Christy. I barely got the thing halfway off and the cops show up.
No, you're supposed to vacuum your car.
They can expect a phone call from the law office of Peter Francis Geraci. I swear to God they will.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
Bye, Donnie.
Okay, that was very helpful. I got a letter here.
I love the car wash, too.
Oh, me too.
Gosh.
Aren't you turned on by the car wash?
Yes.
Yeah,
all that.
No, it's a mental health thing. It's like meditating.
Yeah.
Right, but Christy does get legitimately...
It's kind of hot.
So yesterday, do you ever take care of things yourself at the car wash?
No, it's not enough time. Jesus,
could we move
enough
on? Yesterday, I'm at the...
Yeah, nobody wants to hear about Christy diddling herself in the car wash.
Tom,
what is
quiet.
Your story?
No, let's get back to that because I didn't have
what
to talk.
You?
I haven't talked to my I haven't talked to my lawyer since 7 o'clock Friday night.
What's the matter, Tom? Too many people listening.
I'll put an end to that.
No, please, you know, please violate her rights,
Klein
please.
And I were hanging out.
More time.
No.
Oh, Josh. You're a genius.
So you took the sexual harassment course, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, I watched it three times. Those chicks were hot.
But you know,
learn nothing.
This is outside of their what would they do with us?
Yeah, we don't fit in all that.
Yeah. Christy.
Come on, it's hammer time.
Are you familiar with Tai Chi?
Of course.
Can you explain how it works to people?
Tai Chi is a very nice, slow, kind of meditative karate-type moves. Very popular in China, especially with older people.
You stand there, kind of, and make these moves.
Right.
And,
are you doing Tai Chi now?
I'm in the park yesterday with Finn, who's 8, and she's having trouble learning how to ride a bike, but we're making some progress.
Oh, my God. God love him, standing in the park trying to enjoy
doing
the day.
Doing his Tai Chi, and you ran into him.
No, it's a whole group.
There's a group of Tai Chi.
Many of them.
There's this, like, meditation garden in this park with these stones and... But it's right off the main path.
Yeah.
And see, but I like to kind of get her going on the asphalt path.
Yeah.
Because if she has a problem, she can go, you know, cut over to the grass and fall and not get hurt.
Right. As much.
Yeah. So there's this group doing the Tai Chi and Finn. Oh, there's kind of a hill going down.
Love.
So you can imagine these people are standing there like bowling pins.
Is that right?
Finn comes flying down. She really hasn't learned how to use the brakes yet.
Oh my God.
I think I might have taken away from their mojo, whatever you call it.
Yeah, you probably did.
Did you apologize at least?
And then there was a guy that she sort of hit, but...
Sort of hit.
He said he was in a wheelchair.
He was in a wheelchair. He thought it was very funny. He got a big laugh out of it. But she wasn't going real fast. The park was really too crowded for this, I think. We'll go back today when it's not so
bad. Guy said, I've been hit by bikes before. How do you think I got in the chair?
got a letter. As you know, sometimes when you're on the radio, you're trying to think of something and you can't think of the word.
No, so it's just you.
That happens to you every day.
So you can't talk and think at the same time. Remember that?
Sort of describe it. Got this a so-called Tom moment. This guy referred to barbecue tongs as meat pliers.
Love it.
That is good.
I do love that.
That's a good one.
That's your brain doing some extra work.
Yeah.
Sure. You got there anyways.
Yeah, the meat pliers. That sounds like a translation. Well, no. In Spanish, they're known as meat pliers. Now, we have thus managed to do our first hour of sports without any sports information, I'm proud to say.
Let's keep it going, kids. We'll be right back with sports. And
can we do the free throw story, please?
No.
What's the?
We'll come back with that.
Oh,
it's a world record.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
So we've got wall-to-wall sports with the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Right. And you want to do a story about a seventh grader breaking a free throw record.
That's correct.
Right. Okay. This is the equivalent of Christy trying to tell her story about being alone in a car wash feeling sexy. And then you're going, well, no, Christy, let's talk about this seventh grader making a free throw.
So, Josh, you want to finish your sexist interrogation? Does it plug into the lighter?
Steam up the car.
There
are vibrators that plug into the lighter.
Why do you need that?
They have batteries.
Come on.
Yeah, and you have access to your. You have access.
Figured she was using her index finger.
24 hours a day. You know what you want.
It's unbelievable.
They don't have batteries, Pat.
When we come back,
plug them into your USB port.
Don't encourage him. When we come back, we have.
You can educate me later on that topic.
No. Did you see the sperm count story?
Yeah, I did see that. You guys should be scared.
And by the way, that's not one of the Muppets.
A sperm count?
They've got the count.
One.
They don't have the count.
They don't have the sperm count.
One. We're going to be here a while.
Did we do the...
Is that Casper? No, it's the sperm count.
Did we do Sting singing the Jeopardy song?
No, we never got to that Friday.
It sucked. Huh? It was terrible.
It's National Goof Off Day, by the way.
That's why I'm not doing sports.
That's why we're not doing anything.
Isn't it time for a song from our buddy, Pat Godfrey?
Yeah,
well, we have a song, I think, that ties into one of the news stories.
Let's hear it.
Willie's here and Ace is here. This is Tom speaking. But do you have the story about the incredible world record in the world of free throws?
What? 8th seed Loyola Chicago, the first team to knock out a number one in the NCAA tournament this weekend. Cameron Crutwig. Mr. and Mrs. Crutwig, 19 points, 12 rebounds, 71-58 win over Illinois. A lot of people had Illinois as winning the whole damn thing. How's your bracket now?
Mine? Well, they were on mine, and they're not there.
And, by the way, Oral Roberts, no joke, man. They beat OSU and follow that up, the number 15 seed.
Roberts, 91 today.
First one in history to advance. Thank you, Christy. Advance to the round of 16. Kevin O'Banner and Max Abrams carry the Golden Eagles.
Is that eagle okay?
No, he's not. Hey, look, there's an eagle. An 11-point deficit to knock off number seven seed to Florida, 81-78.
My brother Jeff sent me pictures of an eagle outside of his lake house yesterday, and he said Tom might enjoy these.
Oh, nice. Why didn't you send them to me?
You see,
I didn't even respond to him.
Oh. You see what's happening?
You take your phone and just do a little forward thing.
I think I've still got them. If you really want to see the pictures
of
the eagle,
it's nice. Your brother has lake house money.
Yeah, nice.
He lives full time in a lake house.
He had to sell one of his children, but he.
Don't you listen to what
his mom is rich?
You don't listen to Josh. That's right. Josh's mom is rich.
No, she's married to a man named Rich.
And well, she didn't buy your brother a lake house?
She's not at all. He worked hard for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Why doesn't she just move to DeLand, Florida? Then we can have both those bad jokes together all the time.
She's not far from there.
And Christy,
I texted
you guys on, I was watching that Florida game, and this kid that plays for Florida is from DeLand. This show has ruined my life. I'm watching my friends, and I'm going, hey, why the hell didn't the announcer say that guy lives by DeSea? Why is he not telling everybody?
Let me tell you, Willie, it's just starting, the show, ruining your life. Believe me.
Okay. Any more basketball news in the world of world records?
Is it a free throw thing?
You know, perhaps in the free throw category. Yeah,
will you stop if I do?
Yep.
Now listen.
Stupid world record.
This is what he's been waiting for all morning.
All right.
A seventh grader in Michigan, of course. The only state. Is this David Rush's kid?
No.
A seventh grader, how would he know or you know? A seventh grader in Michigan has set the Guinness World Record for making the most free throws in 1 minute, female.
Okay.
According to WTOL,
You're going to look up their slogan.
Dedicated,
now?
Determined, and dependable.
Nice. Wow.
What is this, the Boy Scouts?
They're
thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Oh, and here's
Channel
the,
7.
And here's the slogan they didn't use.
Yes.
WTOL, every day, have we got news for you. It's a matter of teamwork. It's time to get connected.
Oh. That's their slogan?
That's their slogan?
And now the news is over.
At this point, snappy.
Well, you know what? You can't talk, Tom.
Yeah. At least they don't interview or introduce the engineers and the
cameraman.
Like to give credit where credit is due. In fact, if we didn't have Ace here, we wouldn't have the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
But be honest, I'm right in the middle of the...
I thought we were doing your damn story.
It's not your turn to talk.
You're talking about Tai Chi.
The Tai Chi, yes, Ace.
What do martial artist experts drink?
What do martial artist experts drink?
Tai Chi?
Karate.
Karate.
That doesn't work for me.
You played the intro on the outro.
I know, because I want to hear a joke.
Okay, yeah. Don, how many lives do German cats have?
How many lives do German cats have?
Nine.
So no lives.
Boy, Tom loved that.
Okay.
You didn't hear that in third grade?
Tom criticizes me.
Yeah.
About
will
you stop harassing Christy Lee? My lawyers. But if you listen to this song, this Ace Cosby intro, you sat there in that studio and you made those poor girls.
I wish I could take credit. I was on the phone. Dean did it.
Then you went. Hey, make sure those ladies cream themselves when they intro Ace.
Oh, gosh,
that was entirely Dean's work. I was
barely
there.
He held up a photo of me and they go.
Once again, be sure and pick up Ace Cosby's book, Unreasonable Confidence. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list for 20 weeks.
You make insatiable noises.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, those self-improvement books, you don't even have to improve yourself. You just have to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Even if you're stupid and wrong, which is not to say that you are. That is the secret. The confident idiot. Okay, so do we have our story about the free throws?
Oh, yeah, act like I've been holding things up, will you? That's really helpful. According to reports, Ava Pietras made 52 free throws in 60 seconds.
Think about that.
Wow, that's a lot.
Beating the previous record by 12.
Yeah, that's less than one a second.
Well, did she have to get her own ball? Of course not.
She couldn't make it to 60?
Oh, God.
Yeah, evidently not. One every second? Why
Pat, do you
not?
Have a song?
She's having...
I do, but it needs a little bit more setup.
See, as you know, my one of my favorite recording artists, the great Art Garfunkel, famous, of course, for his work with Paul Simon, but artist in his own right.
Yes.
Mr. Garfunkel, among other interesting things...
Name one solo song.
Art is a fascinating guy.
I dare you.
And Art, for one
second
thing...
Second Avenue is really good.
He has walked all the way across the country. That's true. He is also an expert free throw shooter. Not many people know that. The song All I Know, for example, fantastic song. Mr. Garfunkel is a fine free throw shooter, we have a tribute to Art.
Me. Hello, backboard, my old friend.
Oh, my God.
It's me, Art Garfunkel, again. Hard to see my free throw record fall. The only one who cared was Tom Griswold. Is there anyone who remembers me for this? Hear that swish. Listen to the sounds of free throws.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.